I think it's astonishing that we're here in the first instance, 5 years after this tragic death, and with so many questions to answer. The family of Liam Farrell have been in touch with me at all stages throughout the course of the last 5 years, and I kept saying to them that I felt that many of the issues that we're raising would be coming out at the inquest, would be coming from the Garda inquiry, would be coming from legal moves if there were any. And I'm still astonished and very, very disappointed that they have so many questions that have not been answered. I think, John, we now need to go back to the basics of this, go back to a full formal inquiry to be carried out. My choice would still be for the Gardaí to do that, a root and branch, proper inquiry, not into the policing, into the circumstances of Liam's death. For the family, indeed the neighbours who are gathered here today, the trauma of losing somebody on its own, in ordinary circumstances, is bad enough. To have lost them in circumstances which are highly questionable, which are now causing major concerns about the possibility of a third party being involved here, I think that is most regrettable, and I think we have to move quickly now to go back to a full Garda inquiry.
The open verdict that was delivered back last September still has very much left the family in limbo.
It has, and there are so many issues that, you know, Brendan Farrell and his family talked to me about things like their father's wallet, you know, which at one stage in the Garda investigation is reported to have been identified on the night of the incident here at the house in Rooski. And then we learned from another member of the family that they found their father's wallet beside his bed 4 months later, 3 to 4 months later. Now, those sort of inconsistencies do not help the family in terms of finding out what actually happened. We need to know what happened to Liam. We need to know there should have been a full Garda investigation. It should have been escalated to a serious crime investigation. We should have had a reenactment of the incident here. We should have had a motor traffic on the N4 being stopped for a number of days and nights after to find out, did they see anything? We should have had a reenactment on Crime Line on RTE television. I believe all of these are normal pieces of the Garda intelligence gathering business. They didn't happen here. And I think I agree with the family now that we need to go back and we need to do this. It's regrettable it's taken 5 years, but we need answers. They're not going to stop until they get answers, and I fully support them.